Hello, Barca fans. Welcome back to the Barca Breakdown. I'm Yusuf.
And my name is Adam. As always, it would be really helpful if you guys follow us on Twitter or Instagram at Barca Breakdown. We're pledging to put out a lot more content nowadays to interact with you guys. So if you follow us, interact with us, we'd be so happy. As well, if you guys are on iTunes, it would really help us if you leave us a nice 5-star review and some of your comments and constructive criticism for us. You know, even if you're a Spotify fan, and we have found that we actually have more, like twice as many Spotify fans as iTunes fans, if you could go to Apple on your phone, online, you don't have to have an iPhone, and leave us a review, that would really help us out.
We'd greatly appreciate it.
And let's get to the game. All right, Yus, before we get to this game in Prague, let me just set the stage for you and just let's see if you can figure out how this story ends. It is late October. We're top of the Champions League group. We're top of La Liga. And Ernesto Valverde is our coach. And we're winning games, not convincingly. And oftentimes we're thinking, well, I guess we got the result. How does that season end?
It ends with... I'm going to say with a semifinal outcry of destruction and sadness.
Or quarterfinal.
Or
right?
Quarterfinal, you're right. Destruction and sadness of the team and, oh, we didn't perform well. And
we weren't performing well all season, yet we thought we would win in the big games.
No, exactly. And today's game was like a shock back to Anfield and Roma, right? Like
it was just classic Valverde away game.
Points, but awful form.
Exactly. All right, let's get into the game.
Okay, so last pod, you had predicted that we would win a 3-0 game against them away with Messi 2 goals and Suarez 1 goal. And you also predicted that Dembele would start over Griezmann and Vidal would start instead of Busquets. While we'll get into that in a sec, I also predicted that we would take a 2-0 victory with Messi Griezmann scoring and predicted that Griezmann would start because he needed more time to get used to the team playing with Messi and Suarez. Although I was right about Griezmann starting and you were wrong about Dembele starting.
I think my reasoning was correct.
I think your reasoning was better.
So let's get into the lineup real quick. So we played a classic 4-3-3, right? Back line, no surprise with Sergio Roberto out. We had Alba, Lenglet, Piqué, Semedo. Midfield, we went with Arthur, Busquets, Frankie. Mm-hmm. And then front three, we went with Griezmann, Suarez, and Messi.
So I think I overshot what I said about Griezmann. The reason I thought Griezmann would start was because of that time thing, but really it just comes down to Valverde is not being creative, is how I put it.
Yep.
Which
is what's so frustrating, right?
Yeah,
because
no,
like at times, I mean, if we all remember before the international break, we had Vidal come in for Busquets that second half against Inter Milan at the Camp Nou. Boom. Lightning plug changed the game, right? I believe the game after that was Granada. We had Vidal start instead of Busquets. Boom. Looked good. And then we come back from international break and Busquets is starting again. And, you know, we'll break down kind of what happened in a little bit, but, you know, Busquets wasn't the only issue in this game, but it just seems like against PSG 3 years ago, against in Roma, against Liverpool, against teams that press as hard in the Champions League, especially away, Busquets just doesn't have the speed, right? Which is why I wanted Vidal in. Although, you know, when we get into the game, we'll talk about how Vidal did and whether or not he was the best choice.
That's true.
Like we were talking about my predictions, I really thought Dembele was going to start because there's no game this weekend, right? Mm-hmm. Because the Clasico got moved. Dembele is suspended for 2 La Liga games, which means that, you know, he didn't play last weekend. He was a sub this game. He won't play this coming weekend. He'll play maybe next week against Prague again. And then, you know, the next La Liga game, he won't even come in. So overall, I was when I saw the lineup, I thought, honestly, I thought this is built for disaster, right? You know, it's becoming more and more apparent, and I think it was apparent before, that if we start Messi, Suarez, and Busquets in the lineup against a team that's trying to press and, you know, kind of dominate us, there's just not enough defense in the speed there.
No, there wasn't. We saw that. We saw again that this pressing team just killed our defense. There was no way that we could keep up with them at one point. We were struggling to stop their push. We were struggling to stop their crosses. We were struggling just to prevent them from, you know, being very aggressive.
And creating chances, right?
Yeah.
And I think what is so frustrating is that, okay, you know what? Messi creates so much, right? And, you know, we'll get into it. He scores a goal in the 3rd minute off of a nice steal defensively, which is kind of funny because, you know, this is about how he lacked He's lackluster in defense. Hey, it's Lionel Messi. He's going to score 40 goals this season. He's going to create 30 more. We can live with it, right?
Definitely.
Luis Suarez, you know, we keep playing this yo-yo game. And, you know, it's funny because we record these pods every week. So, like, you know, 2 weeks in a row, we'll be like, wow, Suarez, you know, he created that amazing goal. Wow, he scored that goal. And then we'll come to some of these games away against teams that press us hard, and he'll get frustrated, and he won't put in a defensive effort.
He just missed some big chances, too, this game. It wasn't just, you know, his regular... Let me rephrase that. That's a regular thing, missing big chances.
True. And, you know, like at like in Manchester last season, he was trying to break his away goal Champions League form, ended up getting an own goal. So, you know, I thought... When I saw the lineup, I honestly thought, okay, we're playing against Prague, which is an easy team. And I had the feeling that the team would end up taking it easy, lacking concentration. And if the team came out to press us, you know, trying to impress their home fans, having one of the biggest teams in world football in Prague against them, that they were going to try and show up and at least put up some points. And so
they also only had 1 point.
True. I just thought, okay, this is a dangerous game. So let's get into the game. You know, it's funny because a lot of the times this season we've seen Barca kind of give up an early goal. This game was the opposite.
Yeah, we took that first goal with a beautiful assist from Arthur in the first 3 minutes to Messi. They had like the interplay where Messi passed to Arthur, Arthur back to Messi, and we scored. Wonderful goal. Started it off great. Energy was great. But after that, honestly, my feel was the game started to drop off. Prague started pressing. They started making some good presses, and we really had Ter Stegen saving our behinds.
Right. I mean, yeah, it's just so clear that Stegen really covers up a lot of our weaknesses, especially this season. I mean, right, he's been great for 2-3 years now, but this season especially, I feel like some of these games could really gotten out of hand, and because we have Stegen, who's so good, he really is coming clutch. I think if we talk about Piqué, we're starting to see the same issue that happens almost every season. Now, thankfully, Piqué is a legend of Barca and usually comes into form in the spring. But it just feels like in some of these games where we score early, he kind of loses concentration and starts to fumble around, right? There was some crosses again that always scare us, right? I mean, it just seems whenever a winger or a right or left back against us pushes forward, they can cut it back to the middle of our box, and almost always it's open.
Mm-hmm. I think a big issue we also have is Alba is a small guy. He is fast, but he's small, and I feel like Prague players were too big for him. I think he was struggling a little bit.
And well, yeah, I mean, he's also coming back from maybe a month not playing.
True.
But at the same time, you're right. I mean, just by, you know, not being warm to game form isn't going to suddenly, you know, compensate for size. Now, Jordi Alba has a lot of high upsides, but like we've been saying for 6 months now, the upsides aren't really covering the downsides he's having.
I just wish that we had someone to put in there that was regularly playing so that in a game like this, we can add more variability to the left side. While we did see Griezmann doing a lot of defensive work on that side today, he can only do so much defense, and it's going to slow him down on the offense, especially in a game where I didn't think he looked too confident on offense. He didn't seem like he was being he wasn't playing with Messi and Griezmann all too well.
Suarez
and Messi. I'm talking about Griezmann. I feel like Griezmann covered Alba a lot this game, and well, I don't know.
Here's my thing. You're totally right, right? I mean, that's kind of the big issue I've been talking about at least for a few weeks now, which is that when you have Messi and Suarez up front, when it goes to defense, we have to end up playing like a 4-4-2, where essentially the top two are just not there.
Yeah.
Right? And so, you know, what really didn't make sense to me is how you sub out Griezmann for Dembele instead of Suarez for Dembele.
And then move Griezmann to the middle, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You know, with Griezmann putting in such a huge work rate on defense and Suarez playing awfully, right? I mean, I just don't get why Valverde is so averse to playing the Griezmann, Dembele, Messi front three, right? I think in this game, a lot of what you saw was that, you know, we didn't have the work rate, right? Busquets, Suarez, Messi just weren't willing in to put the defense. And so there was this interesting situation a lot in the second half once Dembele came on for Griezmann, where we found a lot of, like, we were holding back defending and then we went on the counterattack. And one big theme I've noticed here is that it just seems like Messi and Suarez are always looking for each other, and Griezmann and Dembele kind of get the short end of the stick. And so I felt like on some of those counterattacks there, Messi or Suarez could have gotten the ball out to Dembele, and we didn't really see anything good happen out of it.
I agree, and I also think that Dembele made some fantastic runs today. He was running like an animal. I saw it, and the thing I felt bad for him was that he'd make these crazy runs, and then it would... I think I saw two really good ones, and gave the ball to Messi or Suarez, and it just didn't come out to be anything, and I think he's working really hard, and they're not connecting to him or giving him the credit that he deserves for those runs.
True. I think another... They're not. You're right. Just to finish on your point, is that a lot of times I see them trying to, like Suarez especially, yell at Dembele as if he's the one that's messing up, which is just ridiculous, right? Luis Suarez hasn't scored an away Champions League goal in, like, 10 years or something.
Boy, do we know it.
Yeah, exactly. Again, he got an own goal today. That was very lucky, I might add. But another thing I noticed in that first half when we had, you know... I hate using this tale of two halves thing over and over. The first half, I thought, you know, they created more chances, but we had a few chances to score, and I was really frustrated because I felt like there were a few times where Arthur, Messi, Frankie could have shot the ball and didn't.
I agree. Even right? Griezmann had a time like that.
Griezmann definitely had one where he could have shot the ball, and it just seems like they're trying to pass the ball into the net almost, but they're just like, we just don't have the offensive players who are connecting well enough to make that happen. And so, you know, there's times where people have a chance at a shot, defender's not close, and it just seems like they're not taking it.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. I think, and I've said this before, that we need to take these shots to create opportunities, right? The more shots, if you saw Prague...
This is your big thing.
Yeah, but you saw Prague. Look how many shots they took. If Stegen wasn't as good as he was, we would have lost that game. No doubt about it. And not only that, but I remember seeing Messi charging in for a play. Griezmann shifted towards the middle, wide open, and Messi tried to take the shot. Unfortunately, I don't think that was the best decision that he could have made. Even if the pass didn't go through, I would have liked to seen Messi try to give the ball to Griezmann and see what could happen from there. I don't know. How did, like... This game switched so fast to me. From the first goal to... just the decline of defensive play, I don't know where it went wrong.
I think it's just that we cannot start Luis Suarez, Lionel Messi, and Busquets anymore. The three of them in one game just puts us at too much defensive liability, and our midfield is kind of like a highway which people can go through. One thing also, if we're talking about midfield, that kind of bothered me is Arthur, right? He's been getting better and better as the season and a half has gone on now that he's been at Barca. But I feel like every time he gets the ball, he's always trying to do like a turn. Like he'll get the ball and then he'll feint one way and then do a turn around the other way. And that is what costs us for the Prague goal. Mm-hmm. And
takes too much time.
Yeah, it's just too much time. And there's not enough quickness of passing the ball between offensive players. You know, on some level, it almost seems like we're going out there, and we've said this about Valverde's Barca before, without a real cohesive offensive plan. You know, we're waiting for these moments of brilliance from Messi, from Suarez, from whoever else can muster one up, which, by the way, that list is not much longer than those two anymore. And it's not going to win us big games. It's not going to win us these games where a team has confidence, they've seen our weaknesses, and they're going to press us against it. It just seems like we kind of turtle into a corner. And then, you know, this game, as well as the previous game, has kind of been interesting because we've been seeing the team try to play more of a counterattack style. Whether that's because our midfield isn't good enough at holding the ball or because we're not pressing enough on defense because Messi, Suarez, and Busquets don't have the legs to do it anymore, I'm not sure. But, you know, if you think that we're going to go into a counterattack style, right, then why in the second half, in the 57th minute, does... Dembele come in for
69th
Griezmann.
69th, yeah.
Dembele come in for Griezmann, not Suarez, right? If you see that our midfield's not holding the ball, then and you know we're going out on these runs and we're trying to connect between players, why do you leave Luis Suarez out there?
No idea.
Suarez has become the last season's Rakitic. He must have some sort of blackmail on.
But now you saw Rakitic came in this game for no reason, honestly, by the way.
True. Well, so I think, you know, when we were watching the games at halftime, both of us said, hey, we need some big changes. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, we didn't get that.
No.
And that's actually been one of Valverde's strengths, I've noticed, is, you know, obviously not in the big failures we've had, but overall, he has made some good...
Slyly throws that in.
Overall, against Roma and Liverpool, he didn't have those great subs, but...
Totally.
On the average, it seems like he usually makes good adjustments.
This is the thing I've noticed. I've noticed that during La Liga... Let's say we play a lineup like this. It'll go fine, and Valverde will make some good subs. But when it comes to Champions League, I don't know what it is. One, he just doesn't make the same strength in subs and at the same times as he would in La Liga, one. Two,
interesting.
I also think that the lineup he chooses, this generic starting 11, and I call it generic because this is what I imagine Valverde would choose as a lineup, and that's why I kind of chose it as well. But this lineup just doesn't work the same in the Champions League in the style against these other teams as it does in La Liga. I'm not sure exactly why, but I just don't feel like him picking this starting 11, I'm going to call it again the generic 11, it doesn't work. I guess Semedo is kind of on a switch spot with Berto in that generic 11, but... Unfortunately, Roberto is injured. Anyway.
One thing I would like to talk about is we did see the switch of Busquets for Vidal, which is what I had claimed I wanted to see initially in the game. But I wasn't impressed with Vidal when he came on, right? It seems like when we get into these more technical games where there's a lot of, you know, us playing on D and... you know, not holding the ball well and not really pushing forward, he kind of doesn't provide a lot of creativity, right? The big issue with Busquets is not only that he is slow and getting pushed off the ball and getting pressed really hard, it's also that he seems to have lost a... And, you know, it could be because of the midfielders we have around him. I still have to figure that out a little more on my own. But, like, it seems like he's not able to be that central controller who moves the ball from the back to the front. And so we lack some creativity from that central position. And Vidal, when he's put into these games where we kind of need that, where we're not going to hold on to the ball and, you know, really push the other team, mm-hmm. he doesn't seem like he's the man for that role. Which begs the, you know, the question, well, why aren't we seeing Alenia being called up, right? I think he offers some offensive creativity and dribbles that we could use. As well, Rakitic, you're right. There was no reason for him to come on, I guess. But, you know, where is the guy who scored... three straight penalties to take his team to the World Cup finals, right? Where is that fire of someone who wants to come out there and show us that he's here for a spot, right? It seems like he's almost phoned it in and like he's not really fighting for a spot. And so
I don't think he is. That's why.
I know, but that doesn't make it just because he's not doing that and he knows he's not doing that doesn't all of a sudden make it good for our team.
Now is honestly, I think I read a report that he's already told Messi that he's leaving in January, and so I think he's just not in it. And unfortunately, as much as I love the guy, I don't know. I mean, I hope he doesn't have this mindset because he's still playing on Barca. He's still getting these, you know, subs in. He's getting minutes.
Very few, but
I hope he doesn't have that mind. That's the only thing I could think is why he, even in this game, he looked like meh. He didn't look like he cared, really, to me. Like I said, there was reports that he's going to go to some team in Italy. I think that's where his mind's at, and I think that's why he doesn't seem like he cares.
The whole team, though, right? So definitely true. Rakitic, but they're just, you know, maybe it's because it was against the team from Prague who allegedly aren't that good. At the same time, right, let's remember that they drew away in Milan against Inter, mm-hmm. who are a very good team this season, right?
Who just beat Dortmund today.
Exactly. 2-0. So you can't sleep on this team like I think our team was. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if you're not able to get motivated for a Champions League game away, like, you know, there's no switch you can flip, right? Mm-hmm. There's not a Drake song here. And so... to think that the players are just all of a sudden in the big games going to turn up, it's just not true, right? We've seen it the last 2 years where, you know, like we started this podcast with, it's almost like a deja vu moment where we're top of the league, we're top of the group in October, we're winning games. But, you know, there's a difference between having a hard-fought game and really persevering and pushing through to win it. This was not that. That's not this type of game. No. This type of game was like we slept through it and won because Messi, you know, put away a nice finisher and then Suarez got kind of lucky on an own goal.
For sure. No, I totally agree. I think it goes back to that mindset and that, and I think I said this on the last pod, that I think Valverde might underestimate this game, even though I thought, you know, Prague's probably not going to be the team that we're going to worry about most. I think he slept on it himself, and I think that shows when he starts this starting 11. There's no creativity in this starting 11. It's the generic people. I would like to have seen definitely the switch with Dembele on the left, Griezmann in the center.
It just seems like everyone wants that.
Yeah.
And we just can't get it.
Well, it's Valverde. He's not going to listen to us, right?
Like. Yeah, I just guess we're back on the Valverde out train, you know? We were
never on Valverde in train.
For sure. That's a good clarification there. But, you know, I mean, I even tweeted about this on the Barca Breakdown account that we've been kind of ramping up, and I was hoping to see a continuation of that ramp, but it's just not there. And, I want to say, hey, let's get Ansu Fati out there. But again, my whole mindset this season is, he's 16 years old. I don't want to act like he needs to be an integral part of this team. Mm-hmm. That's an unfair pressure to put on someone. We already saw him when he's played a string of games in a row have issues with his muscular strains. But it just seems clear as day to me that we need Dembele on the field, man. He just adds that X factor of being able to create that no one else but Messi has. And you know, I think we're all just throwing our hands up in the air, right? That we see these games and we see the games we play well, and we pray and we hope, and like we have this just desire in our heart that this is an indication of something changing in the team. But then we come to games like this and we just see, oh, wait a minute, that was just that we played against, you know, a poor team last weekend. Yeah. And, you know, oh, the players performed at Camp Nou because the fans are there, their family's there, and, you know, Camp Nou is a fortress of which no one can really break through. But, I just think we're building up to a season that's going to let us down like the last two have.
Well, I also think in a game like this, it would even have been nice to see Carlos Perez. The only problem is I haven't seen him play in the last few games. And so Carlos Perez brings a lot of energy. This was a game where we needed some energy. These players looked kind of lackluster. And I also wanted to say that when our defense was struggling, we put in Rakitic near the end and Vidal, and I wasn't sure exactly what the mindset of the subs were, right? Was it to contain the ball? Vidal seems to play forward a lot of the time, but that's not necessarily what we needed this game. We needed some defense. We needed some control. But we put in Rakitic and Vidal. How is that solving a problem, right? There's no dynamic, strategic decision there, and we didn't put in anybody. We left Suarez in and didn't put left Suarez in and didn't leave Griezmann in and put Dembele in. We didn't have Carlos Perez on the bench, I don't think, right? Like, I don't see what the strategy, and you've said this before, what he's trying to do. Valverde, yeah. Right? Like, why can I think of this? Why can you think of these things?
why can all the fans think of this?
But the coach, the head, the main honcho is, I don't even want to call him the honcho because that sounds good, right?
Well, I just think, I think there's like a few things that we want to see. I think the biggest one is we want to see Suarez not play, right? Barca legend, we all love Suarez, but like, sure, he'll score a brace in like a meaningless match, he'll come out with a moment like today, right? I mean, like, no one else was coming out to score that goal, right? Mm-hmm. No one else looked like they were even close to creating what he did, which was a goal, which, you know, is kind of what you talk about a lot, which is, like, we need to get shots on goal so that deflections can, you know, maybe lead to a lucky opportunity. He scored that today, but it just seems like he's continually putting in mediocre to bad performances. And, you know, what's the phrase? Form is temporary, but class is permanent. Like, it's Luis Suarez, right? He's one of the greatest players I've ever seen play soccer or football, and he's gonna have moments where he comes up clutch, but like, what about the other 80 minutes of a game, right? Mm-hmm. What about these away games where he's just not playing well? I think it's frustrating because in the preseason we said the same thing, which is all these players feel like they have this comfy starting spot with the highest wage bill in Europe, and they're totally fine continuing how they do, right? I mean, you know, as much as we want to say these players bleed for the shirt and they care so much, they're also getting paychecks and very comfortable. And true. So, you know, unless we start putting in more fresh blood on the table, we're not going to see a big change, right? What's kind of crazy is that when the injuries were happening, we did see Carlos Perez. We saw Ansu Fati. Mm-hmm. We saw this dynamic willingness of Valverde to change things. And it just seems like...
this is last season. This is what he did. We saw him play the same lineups in these Champions League games. And then what happened? Anfield, we suffered. We lost. And not did we just lose. We lost 4-0, right? Like, this is... what am I going to say? I want to listen to the pod after Anfield, or no, before Anfield, I believe. And it was basically what I'm saying now.
Yeah, you can listen to our last pod, right? Yeah. Pre-Anfield, and this is what happens, right? Yeah. Is that, you know, I think we might need to be a little more critical even in the games where we look good, because, you know, we're getting it can't just be that, like, players are good last weekend's game and then just come here today and are bad, right? I think that the theme of Valverde's Barca is that individual brilliance and some flashy games really paper over the majority of the games where we're just not looking commanding. And, you know...
doesn't win trophies.
On the other side of the coin, I know people are going to say, hey, we're top of the league, we're top of the Champions League, like, what could he be upset about? It's just that, you know, this team has high aspirations. These are the last few years of Lionel Messi's career, and it just seems like we're not doing everything we can to be the best team possible. It seems like we're doing everything we can to, you know, make it work. It feels like that's kind of what it is. It's like, oh, let's just play the same lineup and we'll figure out how to make it work. Make it work really just means having Messi create some crazy goal and us squeaking away a draw or a win.
It's almost like covering up the symptoms of a sickness, being Valverde, and I can breathe again. My nose is open. But, you know, your nose isn't it clogged again and you're actually still sick. Like, there's no full recovery. And the full recovery would be, you know, not looking like trash in these Champions League games and winning some games. Yeah, we're winning. But again, it's not a cure. It's only a cover of the symptoms.
True. And kind of to go back to a point I was saying earlier, I think we could have had a few goals there in the second half on those counters. But it just seems like Messi and Suarez don't trust Dembele, right? Even Griezmann, you know, he gets involved, but not that often, right? And it's hard to decide if that's because Messi and Suarez aren't getting him involved or if it's because he's playing as a left winger who, like we were talking about, when on defense has to play in that 4-4-2, basically, and cover an enormous amount of ground. But, you know, you think about the signings we make, right? One of the biggest frustrations I had at the end of last season was, how did we spend money on Kevin Prince-Boateng, right? And then you think about Malcolm, you think about Dembele, you think about Griezmann, you think about Coutinho, you think about Paco, and it's almost a situation where we keep saying, like, oh, these players don't fit in. They're not kind of getting into the fold of the Barca team. And on some level now, I'm starting to wonder, like, well, how much of it is Messi and Suarez and Alba not really trying to get these people involved?
That's a good point, for sure. Like, what is... it can't be all these players not fitting, right? We're spending money on these players. We see something in these players. See, that's the thing. When Malcolm came, though, he was doing a pretty good job, right? And Prince Boateng did not. That's why we didn't see him, and that's why we got rid of him. But you're definitely right. Coutinho. You forgot Coutinho. Just, there was a weird shift in that as well, and that's, we can kind of see that in Griezmann.
One thing I would say that's kind of interesting is this has been a pretty big Rain on Valverde podcast. There was a moment in that game where Prague had a throw-in and Valverde was screaming at the players to get, like, active and involved.
True, I do remember that.
And they didn't, you know? Mm-hmm. And that kind of reminds me of Anfield, like we say every podcast. And so as much as I want to rain on Valverde's parade, like, the players just didn't, like, look flat out there.
No, yeah. They looked less energetic.
They played 3 days ago, right? And, you know, we have to, you know, we have all these creative ideas for how we want the team to play and look. But
okay,
we have older team, and so if we play 3 days before, it's always going to be...
But if that's true, sure, right? And I like that point. I think that's a very good point. Why did Valverde decide to start these players?
If true.
If you think this is going to be an issue...
You just started Busquets last game.
Yeah.
He's older and slow. Why would you start him 3 days later in the Champions League? You just started Luis Suarez last game. He's older and slow. Why do you play him 3 days later? This is... if you remember last pod, we brought up the point. I was trying to say that I want to see more periodic rest of Suarez and Messi and these players so that it's not, okay, this is the game before the big quarterfinals, semifinals, round of 16 in Champions League. Let's rest now, right? It just seems like Valverde has no idea about resting Luis Suarez. And because we've seen, right, that's the thing is when Suarez has rest and he's able to, you know, string together a full game of those good moments, he's a wonderful striker who can score goals. But I just feel like we keep seeing this whole thing where we run him to the ground, and because he has such high levels, like intuitively in his own athletic and soccer abilities, we see him create some moments of magic, but he's just not able to string together a lot of those because he's playing so often.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. I would love to see Suarez be rested before a Champions League game and have that time to, you know, even if he doesn't start, right? If he doesn't start that Champions League game, he'll come off the bench and he'll have way more energy. He'll be way more prepared. But Valverde doesn't seem to be willing to do such a thing, right? Like, there's no way that we can tell Valverde these things, and how has he not thought of them?
I mean, Suarez has been missing away goals for years, and you take out Griezmann instead of Suarez, right?
And Griezmann was our defensive workhorse that, like, a lot of that game, even though our defense was looking pretty Swissy.
Yeah, I mean, well,
yeah, all that negativity. Sorry, folks.
That's, I guess on the one positive note, we don't have the Clasico this weekend, right? It's officially moved to December 18th.
Yes.
So, you know, at least we don't have to play Madrid in this form. Although the form at Camp Nou, as we always say, is way different than form away.
Yeah.
But, yeah, overall, not a very inspiring performance.
One highlight is with Messi's goal this game, his 113th Champions League goal. He's the first player to score in 15 consecutive Champions League season, and he scored the record for 33 goals against different teams in the Champions League. It was scored with Ronaldo and
Raul,
yes.
Two Madridistas.
Yeah.
I have a question for you, actually. Uh-huh. One more thing I want to talk about this game. When was the last time you saw Frankie, Arthur, or Busquets do a tackle on a player?
I can recall a time Busquets made a tackle probably earlier this season, like very early.
Right,
though.
But like that's one of the things I have a huge concern with is that, like, does Valverde
Arthur
tell them not to
that.
Tackle? Right? Like, that's the issue. Is if you were to take the teams that beat us and be like, oh, I want us to incorporate that aspect of their play in our game, a big thing is that they're just pushing against our midfield, getting the ball from us, and then, you know, running around the flanks, kind of trying to exploit a bunch of different options to get the ball in the goal. When is our midfield ever pressing and pushing these players? Now, I think, a huge part of this is that if you have Messi and Suarez not pressing up top, it's really hard to get the midfield only to do it, but I want to see something, Frankie, Arthur, you know, Sergio. Sometimes I just see them having no will to, like, run after balls and to pressure the midfielders, right? It just seems like what happens is their midfielders will get the ball, they'll pass it to the flanks, and then they'll cross it in, and then we either let them score a goal, pray that Lenglet is having a good game and is able to stop something, or the last ditch is having Stegen be his wonderful self.
I'll give you two things. First, I'll give you props for criticizing Arthur and De Jong for not doing that. That's a good call. Second, Lenglet did a fantastic job. I did not mention that. I think he did very good today. And third, why don't they do that? I don't know. I think the problem is if they attempt to do a tackle and they do it poorly, if they miss, let's just say, it will give up a larger opportunity for the offense to attack more, right? They lose that ability to control the ball as much or cut corners or angles off. Although, despite that, it seems like it gets through them anyway, right? I don't know why they don't do it. I don't know if it's instructed. Maybe they don't train for it enough. Maybe they're not confident to do a lot of tackles. I don't watch their national teams as much, so maybe in the national teams they play slightly different and they can do that. I don't know.
So I like those points. I think my last two points are, one, credits to Slavia. Great game on their end, right? They played us well. They should have won the game, really, if they were a little more clinical or if we didn't have the best keeper in the world. The second thing I was going to say is that I thought Semedo had a good game. The only player I would say I thought had a pretty good game was Semedo. I mean, he gets stuck in that hard position that I've been harping on all year, which is, you know, when Messi isn't defending and he's cutting inside a lot, that player who plays right back, whether it's Semedo or Berto, can be pretty isolated. But even in these games where he's isolated, I see him putting in the defensive work rate, right? You know, I've been critical of Semedo for 2 years now and think he could do a lot more on the offensive end, but hey, I think he's putting in a lot more solid performances this year than I've seen before from him.
I think he did do a good job. I disagree with the fact that he probably was the only one that did the best because I think Lenglet did really good. But I will give credit to him today. But I also heard that some of the fans in the stands were saying some racist things, doing some monkey chants against him during some gameplay. Yeah,
that's an issue all over Europe, unfortunately, and in America. But
Yeah,
we don't need to break down American politics right now. But I'll go off.
Despite that, he seemed to have a good game. I agree with you. It's unfortunate that Eastern Europe has had that issue, especially Eastern Europe. But even in England, that's an issue. I remember there were some reports about Sterling in England on Man City that had some racist things being said to him. And then, it happens all over, honestly. And to your point, to get back to that, yeah, I agree with you.
Interesting. So I guess, you know, as we go away from this game and we look forward to the next game, the one thing I'm seeing this season I've never seen before is an intensified criticism of Lionel Messi. Right. And I don't think it's wrongly placed. We had some of it this podcast about him not incorporating other players offensively, him only looking for Suarez and Alba when he is attacking.
Sure.
And then obviously not pressing enough. I think some of those we can overcome. But, I don't know. It's hard to just judge things off of looks and appearances, but it just seems like Messi and Suarez are such good friends that it's leaving a hard time for the coach to bench Suarez or for them to incorporate Dembele and Griezmann more, and that's what I think we really need to see more of. So everyone who knows me knows I'm an extremely large Lionel Messi fan.
You should see his interactions with Lionel Messi posts.
I comment on every one of his Facebook posts. I bought some of the new Messi gear.
Of course.
Messi's been my phone background for like 6 years now, but the defensive work rate thing, I think we can get over because of how much he creates offensively and that we can create a team behind him that can cover up for that.
Sure.
Not every amazing, greatest ever offensive player needs to be defensively active all the time. But I do think I want to see Messi take more of an active effort as team captain to involve Dembele and Griezmann. And, you know, I don't know if he needs to tell Suarez to be okay with being benched or talk to the club or the board or Valverde about it, but I think the biggest takeaway we have is that we want to see the front three without Luis Suarez for more than just 30 minutes in a game. Even then, like, when was the last time Suarez was subbed out? You know, it's...
I think there was one game that I can remember that he was subbed out in, but it was not that important.
All right. Well, looking forward, we have a game... Oh, wow. I was wrong, actually. We play Valladolid on Tuesday.
So what are your predictions for the Valladolid game?
Oh, boy. In terms of starting lineup, I hope to see... It's so tough. I hope to see Griezmann, Dembele, Messi, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's at home at the Camp Nou, so that would be a wonderful sight. I think in the midfield, we'll see... I think we're going to see a Rakitic start, is my prediction. I've been predicting this lineup for a while now. We never see it, so maybe it's just me being optimistic, but I think we'll see Arthur, Rakitic, Frankie.
Arthur? Wait. You said Dembele to start, though?
Yeah, Dembele, Griezmann,
Messi.
Isn't
he out?
Oh, you're right. Damn it. He's one more game. So we're going to see Griezmann, Messi, Suarez. I think we might also see Arthur, Rakitic, Frankie. I'm going to predict we're going to win 3-0 with two Messi goals and one Griezmann goal.
Okay. As much as I'd love to see Griezmann, Messi, Carlos Perez, which would be super cool because I just mentioned it, I'm going to go with the same starting lineup because Valverde is going to be boring. And then in the midfield, I would like to see a Vidal to start this game, actually. He needs minutes. And then the back is going to be the same. I think Roberto is still going to be out in Semedo. And then I'm going to go with a 4-1 victory And then I'm going to go one Griezmann, one Suarez, and two Messi.
Boom. I think we predict too high of goals all the time. But anyway, thank you guys for listening. Hopefully we have a good game next week, and then we'll be all happy and confident, and then we'll play an away Champions League game and be depressed. Thank you.